This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Psalm 22, a prophetic foreshadowing of Christ's passion, theological implications, and the debate over messianic interpretation. Psalm 22 is more than a lament, it is a prophetic window into the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. From the opening cry, my God, why have you forsaken me, to the vivid imagery of pierced hands and feet, mocked suffering and casting lots for garments, the psalm resonates with astonishing clarity in the gospel accounts. In this paper, I explore the prophetic depth of Psalm 22, its use by early Christians, and its theological implications, especially concerning God's presence during the atonement. I address the controversial translation of Psalm 22 verse 16, where pierced and like a lion hinge on a single Hebrew letter, and I present textual evidence from the Septuagint and Dead Sea Scrolls that support the Christian reading. I also confront a theological misunderstanding drawn from Habakkuk 1 verse 13, the claim that God the Father turned away from Jesus at the cross. I argue this view distorts the unity of the Trinity and undermines the redemptive mission of Christ. Instead, the cross reveals not divine abandonment but divine pursuit, God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Finally, I explore how the worm imagery of Psalm 22 points to the a crimson worm used in ancient dye-making whose life cycle parallels the death and resurrection of Christ. If you've ever wondered whether Psalm 22 truly anticipates the crucifixion, or whether God abandoned his son on the cross, this paper engages both questions with careful scholarship and a robust defense of Trinitarian theology. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!